This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time now for my strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, why can't she realize the marriage is over? Dear Steve and Shirley, my boyfriend and I went on a couples trip with two of his friends and their girlfriends. His friend is dating one of my girlfriends, so we were having a ball, hanging out at the beach, and relaxing. Most of us are married, but not to each other. My boyfriend's wife showed up at our resort and tried to mess up our weekend. She knows about me and hasn't had an issue with me being with her husband until he decided to go on a trip with me. She started messaging me on Instagram again to tell me that she knows about the trip and that she might pop up. I ignore all of her crazy messages because I refuse to entertain that old bitter woman that ran off her husband. I planned our trip and I did not think twice about her. Days before our trip, I told my boyfriend about his wife's messages and he found out that she had taken off work around the dates of our trip and he warned me that she might really pop up on us. I told him that he gives her too much freedom and access to his personal information. He agreed, but he refuses to change his email password and he doesn't have a passcode on his cell phone. He says he has nothing to hide. So there we were at our resort with his wife following us around in the background to all of our dinners and excursions on the island. She had her broke sister with her, and the sister was clearly there for a free vacation and no drama because she went out with us on our last night. So I want to know this. Why do women stick around to make their husbands miserable when they know the marriage is over? Why won't she divorce him and move on? Well, you know, we could ask you the very same question. Why don't you wait till they get a divorce and then get with him? I mean, you've heard that saying, you know, if I can't have him, no one else can. Well, that's kind of what's happening here. You may think the marriage is over, but wifey is not giving up so easily. She's still hanging on. As long as she's got those papers, she's going to fight for her man or make you guys miserable in the process. One or the other. You want to know why she can't realize it's all over? Why can't you realize it's not over? Not yet, anyway. There's some unfinished business between the two of them as far as she's concerned. And it's really up to the husband to take care of that, not you. What is the rush for you anyway? I mean, he's not a free man. Why can't you wait, like I said, until they're officially divorced? Because having her stalking you on your vacations and still being so very much in the mix, it's probably not going to change until they're legally done. So I think you should let this go until then. Steve?
First of all, let me clear something up. for everybody listening to this. There's no mention of paperwork or divorce in the process. There's no talk of separation, nothing. No one has filed for divorce in this letter. Hear how crazy this letter is, though.
Come on.
My boyfriend and I went on a couples trip with two of his friends and their girlfriends. One of his friends is dating one of my girlfriends, so we having a ball hanging out the beach and relaxing. Here's the key to this whole letter. Most of us are married, but not to each other. What? Now, let's just take this line. Most of us are married, but not to each other. So it's a couple's trip. Six people is on this couple trip. I've done the math. If them and two of his friends and their girlfriend, that's six people who are married but not to each other. Here's the question. Who are these people? And where y'all find each other at? Because this is amazing. Now, my boyfriend's wife, this is so crazy. My boyfriend's wife.
Come on.
Showed up at our resort and tried to mess up our weekend.
Imagine that.
She knows about me and hasn't had an issue with me being with her husband until he decided to go on a trip with me. Now, the way she found out was the wife started messaging her on IG to tell me she knows about the trip and she might pop up. Now, right here, I'm not going to be on this trip as the husband. I'm not going. Now, she said, I ignore all her crazy messages because I refuse to entertain that old, bitter woman. So now I know all these people is old. That ran off her husband. I planned our trip. I didn't think twice about her. Days before our trip, I told my boyfriend about his wife's messages. He found out that she had taken off work the dates of our trip and warned me that she might really pop up on us. This is crazy.
Yeah.
And everybody still went. Then she said, I told him he gave her too much freedom and access to his personal information. We come back. The rest of this ignorance.
All right, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, why can't she realize the marriage is over? We'll get back into it right after this.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, why can't she realize the marriage is over?
All right, The title is, Why Can't She Realize the Marriage is Over? Now, Shirley made a great point. Why don't you realize it ain't over? Because they still married. And Shirley said, why don't you wait until they're divorced? The problem is, ain't nobody mentioned filing in this letter. The six people that's on the trip, nobody has filed. They've accepted this as normal behavior. So you and your boyfriend who is married to this woman decided to go on a trip. She found out about it. Now she knows about her and said that she ain't never had an issue with her being with her husband until he decided to go on a trip with me. Now six people that's on this trip, him, two of his friends, and two of her girlfriends. Most of us are married, but not to each other. Lord have mercy. Who are these people and where you find them at? Now, she said the wife started messaging her on IG to tell her that she knew about the trip. And she might pop up. The lady ignored the messages. I don't know how you did that, but I refused to entertain that old bitter woman that ran off her husband. So she said she planned the trip. She didn't think twice about it. Then before the trip, she told her boyfriend that about her wife's messages. And then he found out that she had taken off work around the dates of our trip and warned me she might really pop up on us. There's no way I'm at this trip, but they went anyway. I told him he'd give her too much freedom and access to his personal information. He agreed, but listen to this. He refused to change his email password. That's because old people don't like change, because then they got to try to remember that one, too.
That's what it is.
And he doesn't have a passcode on his cell phone, because he ain't going to remember that. So his phone just rang. You can pick it up. Check messages, everything. He said he ain't got nothing to hide. He wide open. He open book. He been doing this like he want to do it, and he ain't got nothing to hide. So there we were at our resort with his wife following us around in the background. Who is this woman, man? Y'all at the pool, I'm at the pool. I'm on the other side looking. Y'all get dressed, go to dinner. I'm dressed, I'm going to dinner. I'm in the same restaurant, I'm crossing. I'm in the booth cross from y'all. Now, they don't say nothing about her making a scene or nothing. Mm-mm. She just followed them around at the resort. To all our dinners and excursions on the island. So y'all went to see the waterfall. She in the truck behind y'all. She at the waterfall, too.
Right.
Crazy. Boy, you went on the little nature hike with the picnic. She got a picnic basket. She crossed the road watching y'all eating pimento sandwiches.
Pimento cheese.
And then she had a broke sister with her, and the sister was clearly there for a free vacation and no drama because she went out with us on our last night. So I want to know this. Why do women stick around to make their husbands miserable when they know the marriage is over? Why won't she divorce him and move on? I don't know. I can't answer that question. I don't know how he's pulling this off. I don't know what woman follows her husband on a vacation and don't make a scene.
With another.
I don't know what woman watches y'all go to dinner and sit over there and let y'all eat in peace. I don't know anybody who takes off work to go to the resort and don't start nothing and take her sister and then her sister go out with y'all to laugh. What y'all doing tonight? Ooh, they having fun. They over there laughing.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm over there. Herman, I'm just going out with you because my sister, she tripping. What y'all doing tonight? Y'all be drinking. I be, woo. You got any more friends? So I don't understand this letter, man. I have no advice for you.
Well,
I don't know how this wife does it like this. I don't know why she's accepted her husband treating her this way. Now, why don't they get a divorce? Why don't he file? But I got the feeling she done said, I'm not going nowhere. I'm not giving you nothing.
Yeah. The wife. Yeah.
If you ain't gonna be with me, you ain't gonna be with nobody. But he, clearly he's with somebody. So I don't have an answer for you.
You don't, not even to just stop messing with this married man until he's...
I don't,
that's,
I mean,
not gonna, that's not
they're
gonna
having happen. A ball.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. But she should, but, you know.
Your old boyfriend needs to change his passcode, because she's taking off days and everything, popping up at the same resort. Got a room, or probably on the same floor.
This is crazy, man.
I would love to hear the conversation with his two friends and the other two girls. I would love to hear the conversation between the wife and her sister.
Mm,
I would love to hear these conversations.
Yeah. All right. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.